Producer Steve here for the Regular Joe Show. Self-defense is a lot more than just open or conceal carry. Join my friends at ArmorUpfitters.com and use code REGULARJOE to get your 10% discount today. Please visit ArmorUpfitters.com and use code REGULARJOE to get your 10% discount today. Founded by U.S. Marine combat veteran Billy Gibbons, based in Belleville, Texas, Armor Upfitter manufactures bulletproof shields, curtains, and other ballistic protections to keep you and your loved ones safe should you find yourself in an active shooter situation. Some of their products: the Superhero, the super light wall art in the style of Captain America, that level 3 protection made in America, only making 100. After they're gone, they're gone. The bullet and blast resist curtains. These are lightweight, custom, and made to order just for you. The bulletproof photo shield. What looks like a simple picture hanging on the wall is actually a level 3 plus protective shield. Multi-hit ballistic nanotechnology. It is art that can literally save your life. So please join me and the team here from the Regular Joe Show, and please go to ArmorUpfitters.com. Use code Regular Joe to get your 10% discount today.
Well, breaking news, as we're coming back here for this final segment on this Holy Thursday. Sam Bankman-Fried has been sentenced to 25 years. No word on what prison he'll go to, but depending on that, it could be a much shorter sentence. Hopefully the cameras will be working in his cell at all times, and none of the guards will fall asleep anytime soon. So anyway, it's just coming down the line. So that's all I have so far. He was sentenced to 25 years. Now, as we wrap up, a couple things. Of course, next Tuesday for our listeners in Wisconsin is a primary for the presidential primary. Should be pretty straightforward. Vote for Trump. I do have a voter's guide up on our website. We have to update it a little more. But the answer to the question, there's two statewide referendums that are coming up on the questions of stopping Zuckerbucks, which is, you know, outside money in the elections. And the second question is basically outside private organization individuals being allowed to lead our elections and our central count. The answer to both questions is to vote yes. A yes vote will stop both of those things. I know that gets confusing because we want it to go away, we want to say no to it, but the actual vote you want is to say yes to the amendments that will block both of these things. And we'll make sure that's clear on the voter's guide that we have up at regjoeshow.com. We have some new names to add to it. Anyway, it'll all be up there. There's a bunch up there now, but it'll all be up right after the show today. Also going to put up there a reminder that I'll be out at the Republican Party of Langlade County's dinner on April 27th. The keynote speaker, Tom Homan. Get tickets while they last. We'll get that link up there as well. And I want to finish the show talking about what, you know, we always try to, whenever we can, to end on a high note, on a good note. Well, I can think of no better one to end on this Holy Thursday than to reflect on what it is we'll be celebrating. You know, this begins the Easter Triduum. Tonight, as we recall, will be the Last Supper, the Passion of Christ, his crucifixion tomorrow, the seeming defeat and end of it all. But then 3 days later, to conquer death and to bring an eternal source of hope that never ends the world, he rises again. And we recognize that the highest holy day and holiday of the Christian faith this Sunday is Easter. Let us never lose sight of our true source of hope, and that even when it is darkest, truth will prevail. See you next week. To all of you, live life boldly, and God bless you all.
The Regular Joe Show.